Evening. Sound is a pretty miraculous thing, isn't it? And we got to enjoy that, but there are some people that can't hear. And it's an amazing thing to be able to hear what God has for us. And some of us, maybe even tonight, might be a little deaf to the things of God. But as the scripture was read out of Luke chapter 2, verses 1 through 7, we heard about the birth of Jesus. Have you ever thought about the first cry of that baby? That for those of you that have had children, or maybe you're in the magical stage of grandchildren, that first cry signifies life. But it was the Lord of life. That first cry didn't just signify that He had been born, but that you and I could be born again. Now, I did ask Pastor Dieter how long this message needed to be, and he said I needed to get done before Christmas. So I guarantee I will wrap it up a lot sooner. I know you really came for the cookies. But as you and I get ready to celebrate this miracle of the Messiah coming, not just to be born so that we could decorate our houses and have a fancy holiday, but so that He could mediate between us and God, that He could be our mediator. And as we think about that, we need to be careful that you and I don't get caught up in what I call the clutter of Christmas. It's amazing how our culture tends to clutter things up, doesn't it? That what should be the simple story of Christmas, we have made it about consuming and consumerism. And in the clutter of Christmas, you and I can, if we're not careful, clutter it up with good things and ultimately miss God. And the danger is that we get caught up in the activity of Christmas instead of the Almighty, Jesus Christ. And so, this is not just a 21st century problem, cluttering things up and the culture. It was the first Christmas as we heard that for the innkeeper, there wasn't room. And for you and I, we can find ourselves in that same place, that we can miss the Christ of Christmas. Now, Luke chapter 2 starts with Rome. And what's interesting is that Caesar Augustus decided that he wanted to have a census. And the purpose of that was something that is not missed on you and I. It's called taxes. Nothing has changed, has it? But you see, what's interesting is that while God was providing a redeemer, Rome was wrapped up in what? Revenue. Counting the coins. Making it about money instead of the Messiah. Now, we need a certain amount of money in life. But how much are we going to focus just on the physical things and miss Jesus? And I think Christ today is being crowded out by a consumer culture. I don't know if you're tired and worn out because of the Christmas season. The constant message of you got to get the right present. Did you buy this? Do you have this? And some of us feel like we're missing out because we didn't decorate things enough or we didn't get the right gifts. And if we're not careful, you and I can start to rely on riches. We can start to rely on the rulers of this world instead of the Redeemer, Jesus Christ. One of the things I love about the call of Christmas is a simple reminder that I think we need today more than ever. And that is this, that we are to put our faith in God, not government. Now, for some of you, that may be an offensive statement, but can I remind us that the Declaration of Independence gives us certain unalienable rights, the right to pursue life, liberty, and happiness. Those are given to us by our Creator. They are protected by our government. One of the problems, I believe, today in our country is we're trying to get our government to provide what only God can produce. And you and I have to be very careful that we don't start to put our faith and our trust and our hope in the wrong things or the wrong places. Now, there's quite a contrast between Caesar and Christ, isn't there? While Caesar was requiring the people to give of their riches, Christ came to share his. What a contrast. While Caesar sat comfortably on the throne, Christ traded his for a trough. While Caesar was robed in elaborate silk, Jesus Christ was dressed in strips of cloth. And I want you to remind yourself of the difference. That God sent his one and only Son to come and to give up everything so that you and I could gain everything. You see, the Christmas story may start with Caesar, but it's not about Caesar. It's not about cash. It is about Jesus Christ. And so the reminder of Christmas very simply is this: where are you going to place your hope? Is it in the Prince of Peace or the political power of this world? The second reality that we have is what I call the route. And Mary and Joseph, we're told, were to travel from Bethlehem, or to travel to Bethlehem, a journey of roughly about 80 miles. Now, I'm going to ask a rhetorical question. Men, look straight ahead, blank, do not blink, do not show any emotion. You have been prepped. Here's the question. Have you ever traveled, don't raise your hands, guys, have you ever traveled with a pregnant woman? Remember, guys, no emotion, look straight ahead. Don't want you to be in trouble Christmas Eve. Now, I won't say a whole lot about that other than this. I have. It's not convenient. It's not comfortable for anybody. Mary and Joseph did not find their joy in the journey. They found it in Jesus. And the reality is sometimes the road that we travel through this life is tough. Sometimes it's rough. Sometimes things are not easy. But isn't it amazing how we gravitate towards wanting to make Christmas comfortable and convenient? And we have a way of almost putting that magical Cinderella dust on the Christmas story, like, this was really fun to take your pregnant bride and travel 80 miles in the dust and the heat. But it wasn't. And we have these songs that are songs like, it is the most wonderful time of the year, and sometimes it is. And if you're experiencing that right now, praise the Lord. But for some of you, you're singing that song, but in your heart, it's not wonderful. And things are not going well. But can I remind you, Christmas is about Christ coming into our chaos. It's not about you and I trying to decorate things up so that we can feel better about our lives. What if we stopped trying to make it about the perfect Christmas and made it about the person of Christmas, Jesus Christ? Because the reality is, Christmas is not the cure for your crummy circumstances. Jesus Christ is. And for some of us, we may become disillusioned because we're hoping this year that we'll have the perfect Christmas and our problems will somehow just go away. But you see, our problems need to come to the foot of the cross. Our problems need to be introduced to the Christ of Christmas. Don't focus on the journey. There are wonderful parts of the journey and there are crummy parts. Focus instead on Jesus. The third thing here is the room, and we know that there was no room for Jesus when it came for the innkeeper. He got so caught up in business that he missed the blessing and the birth. And we can be pretty harsh on him, but you stop and think, here's a guy who's living in a little town, he's got an inn, and all of a sudden, because of something that Caesar says, there's all these people, there's all this business, and man, I got to cash in while I can mentality. But he gets so caught up in that he misses the miracle. And I want to ask this question. Have you made room for Jesus to be your Savior? Has there been a point in your life where you have admitted that you are a sinner in need of a Savior? I think many of us spend our lives trying to look good instead of accepting the love of God. But there comes a point, if we're really honest, every one of us in this room, all three preachers included, know that we're sinners, right? And we know that we can't change ourselves in our own power. That we need a Savior. And so I want to ask you, has there been a point in your life where you have just said, Jesus, I know that I'm a sinner. And I don't want to have to pay the consequences of that sin, which is an eternal death. And so I'm asking you to save me from my sin. And maybe tonight, this is the night where you actually meet Jesus for the first time, that you don't just leave here like the innkeeper and miss the miracle of Christmas. I think there are going to be many who, after Christmas is over, they're going to miss Christmas. Not the day, but the deity. They're going to miss what it was really all about. For those of you that have placed your faith in Jesus Christ, I just want to ask you this. You've made room for the Savior, but have you made room for Him to be sovereign? For Him to be the Lord of your life? I love the Christmas song, Joy to the World, the Lord Has Come. And it says, let earth receive her King, let every heart prepare Him room. See, Christmas is more than just you and I preparing our homes. It is preparing our hearts. The inn was full, but the innkeeper's heart was empty. What a sad statement. That you and I can have full bank accounts and empty hearts. Because we miss what matters most, and that is Jesus. You see, Joseph came back to his hometown, but there really wasn't room. The truth is that he was a stranger, a sojourner, and you and I are too. And if you're a Christian, can I just say this? You're really weird compared to the world. You're different. And it's amazing how many of us as Christians try to somehow fit into the world. We want to belong. Can I just remind you, you do belong. Not to this world, but to God's kingdom. And so don't feel bad. Don't get discouraged when you don't feel like you're accepted or you don't feel like you fit in. Mary and Joseph goes back to his hometown and they're like, yeah, we don't really have a place for you anymore. And that's the truth when you step out with Jesus, isn't it? You're going to lose some friendships. And I just want to encourage you, don't place your hope in your hometown. And what I mean by that is in people and places. And some of us are trying to find our hope in a place or in people. And people will disappoint you and you will become disillusioned at times. And you know that you'll become disillusioned when you place your hope in people instead of in the Prince of Peace. I think it's interesting that Mary and Joseph not only had no place to stay, no support system, they were pregnant, but from a human perspective, this story is a really big mess. But from God's perspective, it's a miracle. And so I want to challenge you this Christmas season, what perspective are you looking at life from? Is it a human perspective or is it God's perspective? Because maybe what seems like a mess to you is really a miracle of God. Why is it that we don't trust God? I think it's because we want to try to control the chaos. Some of us are in chaos simply because we're trying to be in control. What if we let Christ be in charge? If you open your Bibles and you read the very first story of the Bible, the earth was void and formless and darkness covered the face. It was a mess. And God spoke and said what? Let there be light. But He didn't stop there. He went on and He took the chaos and out of that He brought forth abundant life. So if God can do that to an absolutely barren planet that has nothing going for it, and turn it into the center of the solar system when it comes to life. What can he do in your life? But you see, as long as you're trying to be in charge, you're going to come back to things are going to be void, dark, formless. It's going to be a mess. Let him be in charge. So we come lastly here to the response, because we need to respond to the story. What should be a season of celebration has become a season of stress to many of us because we're making it more about stuff than the Savior. So how do we unclutter Christmas so that you and I can experience the Christ of Christmas? I think there's two simple things. One is make room for him. What is it that is crowding out Christ in your life? For some of you, it's stuff. Like Rome, you're getting caught up in the revenue instead of the Redeemer. For some of you, you're getting consumed with the problems of life and the pain of life. And you're missing the Lord of life. And for some of you, you have just gotten so busy that there's just no room. There's no time for Jesus. Because there's all these people to take care of, like the innkeeper. But I think it's more than just making room for him. I think it's also making room for hospitality. Because it's not just you and I making room for the Redeemer. It is making room for relationships. I don't know about you, but I look around our world, and the one thing we're running out of, our greatest resource, is relationships. Because we're not making time for them. It's not because we don't have time. We're just giving that time to other things. And we've all been guilty of this. We've seen couples sitting at a restaurant and they're both on their phones. And you're like, there's a relationship you're missing. Some of you are going to sit around Christmas Day and you're going to see everybody on their phones or caught up with whatever it is. And I just want to encourage you, technology is not necessarily a bad thing. But the greatest thing is physical touch, not technology. And we're craving it today. And so make room for relationships. What's crazy about Christmas in our culture is the time where we get to express love has become one that's characterized by busyness, exhaustion, and confusion. But the Christmas story reminds us to look around, to see people that are hurting, and to help them. You know, this is a season where we're the most gift conscious. And hopefully most of you guys, I'm talking to you specifically, have gotten your presents already. The stores are closed, by the way. Pastor Dieter will have a helpline for those of you that haven't gotten a gift. There'll be a whole line outside. No, that's closed too. He just gave me the nod. But what if we gave the greatest gift, what people really want, and that is to be loved and to belong? That not just tomorrow, but throughout this next year, that we look around and say, who is it that needs a touch from Jesus? That you and I can come alongside them and love them the way that the Lord has loved us. Let's pray. Father, thank you for this time together. Thank you for the reminder of Christmas. Thank you for your amazing gift to us. And I just pray if there are any here tonight that have not accepted you, that tonight would be the night of their salvation. We pray all these things in Christ's name. Amen.